Paul Ramo here in the studio, and we have some special guests in the studio. Actually, we're kind of crowded here in the studio, but we are social distancing due to the COVID restrictions here. I've asked the Olines to come in, Bernice Oline, Jimmy, and Cammy to come in to talk about their trail ride that they have. Thanks for coming in, Bernice.
Good to be here.
You've been around horses all your life, haven't you?
No.
No.
Just when I got married.
Just when you got married.
And ever since.
Ever since. You've fallen in love with it, huh?
Yep.
All right. Jimmy, tell us about a little bit about what's going to be happening here about this trail ride. It's a big year for you guys.
Yep. It's our 25th year. It's our 25th year.
Okay.
We started way back in 96, and we did 4 years of a wagon train first, and then we went down to the county park by Dawson, and we started to do a trail ride, and all the proceeds go to St. Jude's.
Okay. Now, a wagon trail, what was that?
It was just a wagon. It's from, we had went from Madison to Dawson.
Oh.
On the highway, and
with
the wagons. With
wagons?
With covered wagons. Oh. and that. So back then we had, what, 6-7 wagons and a lot of horseback riders.
Okay. How did this get started, Bernice?
Well, I got a call from St. Jude's down in Nashville, and they wanted me to do this ride. The first time I said no. The second time, it was right after Lowell had passed away, that I said yes. And because we had talked about doing something. And after I agreed, I asked the guy, I said, well, how'd you get a hold of my name? You know, that's a long ways from Madison, Minnesota, down to Nashville. And he said, well, I can look that up, he said. He come back and he said, came from Michigan, a call from Michigan. And I said, well, I don't know anybody in Michigan, I don't think. But it happened to be Rachel Pushing, a local Madison girl.
Yep.
And she had been in the 4-H Horse Project with me. So that's how I'd gotten to know her so well.
Yeah.
So then from then on, it was a go.
It was a go. Then it started in year one. So we're in our 25th annual Oline Memorial Trail Ride. And it's in memory of your dad, is it?
Yep, Lowell.
Lowell, yep. And Cammy, talk about Lowell a little bit. How did he enjoy doing this? I bet he loved it, didn't he, huh?
Yeah, he loved riding horse and trail rides and horse shows and all that stuff. And so it was kind of to honor him. It was kind of honor him and that. So, yeah.
Yep. So it's kind of grown over the years, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The first year that we did down in the county park, we probably only had 10 riders, and now we're up to probably 80 to 100 horseback riders.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, where do they all come from, Bernice?
All over.
All over.
The furthest one comes from, is it Bismarck, North Dakota?
Go ahead, Cammy, yep.
And Morris and all the surrounding towns. South Dakota, we've even had them come from Iowa and Wisconsin.
Wow.
Just for the ride.
Okay, Cammy, why don't you tell us, this is like an overnight thing then, or?
Yes, it starts Friday night with a ride.
September 4th?
Yep, okay. At 6. And then whoever can make it, great. And then Saturday morning, we kick off right away at 10 a.m. And then we come back for an hour break, and then we go back out, and then we have pop break in the afternoon out there on the ride. We have pop for everybody that rides, or water. And then Sunday morning, get up and go again.
Oh, wow.
And Saturday night, we even have Kim Wolf come down and do her DJ music for us and everything, too.
Oh, nice. So a nice little party going on then,
yeah.
Huh? So where do you ride from? Just in the county park area?
In the county park. Okay. There's several trails. What, 6 miles total that we could ride?
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
It's that big, huh? Wow, okay. Talk a little bit about the camping part. How can people participate in this, Jimmy?
Yeah, if you have a horse or whatever, you can come down and ride. Some of them just come down for the day ride, and then they leave. But, you can come down, and if you have a horse, come down and ride. And
you have to register ahead of time or anything? Or
no.
Okay.
No, you register that when you get there.
Okay. So the county park, it's rustic camping, I assume, right?
Right, yep.
So let everybody know that. Is there a cost to this then?
We ask for a fee that goes to St. Jude.
Okay. Oh, that's right. All the proceeds go to
St.
Jude.
Over the years now, we have raised over $30,000 that we have sent them.
Wow. That's amazing, Bernice. That's awesome.
I mean, we try to keep it family-oriented, the whole thing, but yet we get donations even from people that don't ride.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great.
Yeah. So explain to me again why St. Jude's. What was the reason for that, to donate to them?
I guess they called us.
Just because of the phone call, okay.
Yep, and they showed us the need, and we decided, yes, that's something we could sponsor.
Yep, there's a big need for that. You don't like to see children suffering because of health problems or whatever, right?
Yep.
So when is this event again, Jimmy, that we're talking about?
It's the 4th, September 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Okay. At the Lockbar County Park.
Yep, at Lockbar County
Park. And you got times there? I understand since it's the 25th year, you're doing a meal.
A little extra.
Okay.
Yes, just for appreciation of the Olean's, you know, for the people that come out and ride with us and support us in that. And then Friday night evening at 6 p.m. Saturday, we have a 10 o'clock ride and then 2 o'clock ride. And then Sunday is 10 a.m.
Okay. I bet you the children can come to this too, right?
Oh, yes.
And they love it, I bet, huh?
And a lot of them ride.
A lot of them ride?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to embarrass myself. I've only been on a horse twice in my life.
I'm sure we could find you one if you want to come down.
Can you find one big enough to handle me, though? That's the thing.
Well, if I have one for myself, Paul, we've got one for you.
All right. Yeah, I was on a horse in 7th grade, and then... the Nielsens, Sue and Harlan Nielsen, they got me on a horse once out at their farm, and it was fun. But that's the only two times I've ever been on a horse. So how'd you guys get involved in horses then?
I think the Olean's, Lowell's family, had been horse people all their lives.
Okay.
So when I got married, I shouldn't probably say this, but there was 45 head of horses on the farm.
No way.
Yep.
On your farm?
Well, where we lived.
Or where you lived. Wow, you took care of all of them, huh?
They did.
Oh, wow. I guess you're a horse lover then, huh?
Oh, yes.
All right. Yeah, so the 25th Annual Olean Memorial Trail Ride, September 4th, 5th, and 6th. And can they contact somebody if you have any more questions for this?
Yep, they can contact Bernice or Jim or myself.
Okay, that's simple enough. All right, sounds like a fun time, huh? Anything else you want to add before we...
Just remember, if you're camping, it's rustic. There's no electricity or water. There's limited water.
Oh, yeah, water.
But no electricity.
Okay. And don't forget the meal. What's that? What night's that?
Saturday night. And if nothing else, just come on down and see how all the campers in that park, and it's amazing, the view of all the campers in that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, all right. That'd be fun. I think I will.
Good.
So that'll be fun. Anything else, Bernice? Huh?
I think that pretty well covers it.
You've really been involved, with 4-H?
Yes.
Over the years with the horse?
Yep.
Talk about that a little bit before we let you go. I mean, that was many years you've done that.
Yes. I and Lowell were working with the horses, well, back when Jim was still young, you might say, and Cammie. And we went to the state horse show several years in a row with the kids.
Oh.
It was very rewarding.
Okay.
And the kids, some like the horses to be in games, and some only like the pleasure. So we worked both sides of it.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. How many years did you do that, you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Too many to count?
Yes.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate that, Cammie.
Thank you.
And Jimmy and Bernice.
Thank you.
So that's the 25th Annual Olean Memorial Trail Ride, and the proceeds go to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and I understand there's like a dollar goes to the improvements at the county park?
Right.
Yes. Want to mention that a little bit?
A dollar from every registration goes back to the county park for improvements.
Okay. I think that's a big kept secret around here, the county park, isn't it, Cammie?
Yeah.
A lot of people use it?
It's getting to be more and more, but a lot of people don't. They get it mixed up with the state park.
Oh.
And that's so we try and, you know, remember it's the county park. But it's getting to be used more and more, and improvements are being made more and more. So, yeah, it's good. A nice, quiet little place to get away.
All right. Mark it on your calendar, September 4th, 5th, and 6th, Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday, the 25th Annual Olean Memorial Trail Ride. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.